time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us here today at Abounding Grace. If you were with us yesterday, you remember that we looked at this statement where Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned," and remember that was "come to learn, in whatever state I am, to be content." We looked at the meaning of this word content, which actually translates to be self-sufficient. What did Paul mean by that? And yesterday we outlined a whole bunch of different views. Possibly maybe he was saying that just be like the Stoic. Just sort of transcend with your mind above your circumstances so that you are totally independent of need and in any feeling or emotion. That's the way of the Stoic. There are, of course, other ways that our society provides to us. There are those that try to numb it all with different ways to alter the mind. Drugs and alcohol and medicines, all these things are given, and people are living in a delusional world with these things to numb the reality of the pain and the things that they are facing in this life. There are those Christians, too, who just have chalked up life as a way of suffering, and that these things are just good things, and that we have to just accept them, and that we should never be longing for anything different. Well, none of these ways are what Paul had in mind. Sure, suffering is a reality. But Paul had learned something very important in light of this statement, "I have come to learn in whatever state I am to be content." What was Paul talking about? Well, he was talking about the fact that there is a mystery to the Christian life and the Christian's sanctification. There's a secret to the Christian life. Remember that we'll literally translate like that in these verses. There's a secret to the Christian life that only the true Christian can have, but it's rare. The difference is that with Paul, what Paul learned and the difference between that and Stoicism is that the Stoic may have often been looking to outward withdrawal to the problem. But at the end of the day, it was still a source of his own self-sufficiency. It comes primarily from turning to the inward ability, then to turn outwardly. But Paul is saying, "I've come to a different source to achieve this self-sufficiency." Paul's saying to us that he's come to learn of the source by which his circumstances do not master him or control him. Paul's saying, "I've come to the secret of the Christian life. I've come to learn in whatever state I am, not to be mastered or controlled by what I am facing. When my circumstances are both good and bad, I have learned this." Now this, my friends, is huge for the Christian. How many today take up the name of Christian who are controlled and mastered by their circumstances? We call it a tyranny of the circumstances that attack the heart and attack the mind. Well, Paul's already said there's a way to deal with this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Remember, first adore and worship your God, and then with supplication, with your thanksgiving, make these requests known to him. And what will he do for you? Well, he promises that he will guard your hearts and your minds with his peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. But Paul is saying that in his entire life, that he has learned this secret, how rare it is not to be controlled by circumstances. Look, if you're consumed with stresses and anxieties over this and that, no matter what it is and to what extent, something else then is mastering you. And you are a miserable person because of it. Some have not learned that in this that even they cannot even restrain their actions, their words, their attitudes, which are constant expressions of their misery and their anxiety as they spew these actions and words out towards people in anger and frustration. Jeremiah Burroughs describes these people like this as the raging sea, casting forth nothing but mire and dirt, and they are troublesome not only to themselves, but to all with whom they live. There are others, of course, that may present a present calm on the outside, but in the inside they are a wreck, full of things that are controlling them, so that there is no inward peace whatsoever. Burroughs describes these like Judas, who did betray Christ with a kiss. But even so, they boil inwardly and eat away on the inside like cancer. Paul says something to the Christian today that we must learn. I have come to learn a mystery of the Christian life. And he defines how he learned it in verse 12. Listen to this. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Let me translate this a little more clearly. I know how to be abased, and I know how to live in abundance. In any and all circumstances, I know the secret to be filled or satisfied and be hungry, both having abundance and going without. Well, how do we define this? Let's break it down for a moment. First, he says, I know how to be abased. What is that? What does abased mean? Well, abased means to be made humble by way of suffering, because he connects it, you'll notice, with hunger. You'll remember Paul's list in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Listen to that in verses 23 through 27. He says, of himself, I was in prisons more frequently and deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the sea, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in among false brethren, in weariness and toil. In sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Now, I think it's pretty well to assume that nobody out there listening today has known that. Paul says, literally, I've been initiated into the secret about what? Being abased and hungry. I've learned how to be content even when I have intense suffering, even through 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 27. But he also says something else here that's really important for us living in the United States. I have learned the secret about abounding, about having abundance, about being full. There was obviously a time when Paul had experienced much abundance in his life. And he says, I've learned the secret about both of them, and the secret is the same. Now, that is an interesting thing, isn't it? What is more difficult, to have abundance or to suffer with nothing? Of course, we can't answer that. I mean, in America, most of us have only known being full. How many of us really, really go without in light of what we see in the television overseas and in third world countries? Paul says here, I've come to learn this self-sufficiency when I have nothing. We can't imagine this. Imagine how bitter people become when they don't have something. They just, not just a want, but a need. How much can not having certain things that are needs cause a life of discontentment? Paul had been through it all and says, I've come to learn to be self-sufficient when I have nothing or I go hungry. But here's the real catcher. Not only this, I've learned to be self-sufficient when I have everything. Now that's a challenge. How challenging of a thing to be self-sufficient when we have abundance. We all know this. I really would like to work to get to the point where I'm not living paycheck to paycheck. Check that. Why is that? Is there a reason so that really we can be independent from the source of the blessings? I mean, you remember Israel. You remember what the Lord said to Israel. When you are full and when you've built your houses in the land and eaten off the fat of the land. And what was in the very next breath? And you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. We all know when we have, we don't look to the Lord like we should. The tendency, of course, is when we have everything, prayer and the prayer, give us this, our daily bread, just doesn't mean much. Sure, it means more to the person struggling to find scraps over in Africa. But we can't imagine not having. With abundance, we can somewhat try to control our circumstances and our lives, can't we? We can buy things and make our circumstances change with money. We're driven by greed and driven by want. And it's absolutely ironic. You speak to people who win millions in the lottery. All of a sudden, their lives change, and not for the better. They are then driven by greed for more and more and more. Having abundance leads to being mastered by your circumstances in a somewhat different type of way, because it's something that can easily drive you away from Christ. And for this reason came the striking statements from Christ, how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Why would Christ say that? Well, because one can be self-sufficient without Christ Jesus. Paul's saying, I've come to learn in whatever state I am to be content, rich or poor, when I'm suffering intensely or when my cup is full, not to let these things master or control me. Do you hear that, my friends? You know 1 Timothy 6, 7, and 9. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. So the secret of this life then, my friends, is to learn to accept whatever comes your way, both good and bad, and to not let it so control you that it conditions your life. And what is Paul's answer? What is the only way of obtaining that? The answer is Jesus Christ. That you are so rooted and grounded in Him that you cannot be affected and controlled by anything else. Your life as a Christian is bringing forth with it the fruits of peace and joy, and that cannot in any way be determined by whatever state you are in. The ties of the things that you are facing and attacking the heart and the mind don't distance me and bring me in bondage away from Jesus Christ, but my circumstances, both good and bad, are only instruments to strengthen and confirm the only one, Jesus, who really does control my life. May I say that again? My circumstances, both good and bad, are only instruments to strengthen and confirm the one who really does control my life, Jesus Christ. Does He control your life today? If not, you must come to Him, believe in Him, and come to know this kind of life of joy and peace that is only in Jesus Christ. We invite you this Sunday to learn more about this Jesus, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Linden United Reformed Church, our worship service times. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com, or you may call anytime, 360-318-0429. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.